Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Deeney is our guest, as he has been now for almost 10 years. I've been saying his name for almost a decade, and it's been a great honor for me to continue to have him on as a member of our Brain Trust, and it's great to have him continue to be. John is the president of Management Performance Network. He is one of the top, is the top alternative board franchisees in the country. He runs a great operation down there in the San Antonio area, and he's one of the top management experts that I've ever met. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. John, I just spent quite a bit of time this week in Washington, D.C. with hundreds of small business owners. First on Monday with the U.S. Chamber at their summit. A bunch of small business owners there that I saw and met with, talked to, had a good time with. And then on Tuesday, I gave a speech to a completely different group of small business owners who came in from all over the D.C. area to hear me speak. A totally different group. I was giving a speech for one of our partners, FedEx. And if somebody said to me, what is the one thing that was constant among the small business owners in both groups that was on their mind, I would say this one word: uncertainty.
It was
pervasive, John Deeney.
Everybody's
even the people who were optimistic, who were doing okay, they weren't down in the mouth about their business. Some of them were, they're not having a horrible year. They still use that word.
Everybody wants to believe that we're pulling out of this economic disaster that we went through for the last 2.5 years, and you need to prepare for it. But it's not really time to be running out there and pulling the trigger and deciding that everything's okay, because there's good reason, I think, to be uncertain.
Well, part of their concern was the public policy side.
Oh, certainly.
Because we don't know where things are going. We've got new laws. We don't know how they're going to affect us. Nobody really knows how they're going to roll out. That's a big part of it right there, John.
You know that Atlas Shrugged sold more books last year than it had ever sold.
I believe it.
In its 50 years of history.
I believe it. Ayn Rand.
Yeah, I'm not a true Randite, but there's an awful lot in there. I gave it to my mom to read. She had never read it, and she said, I can't believe this. How long ago was this written?
50 years, 60 years. Yeah. No, 40s, right? Late 40s? Something like that.
Yeah, early 50s, 51, 52.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are you seeing out there? Now, one of the things that we have to be careful about is you and I talk about the things we just talked about, but the bottom line is we've each got to focus on our own businesses, and we got to be careful not to get caught up in some of the media hype. And you and I were just guilty of being a talking head each. We were being talking heads there ourselves. And small business owners have got to be careful about getting information from different outlets and letting that affect them in a way that's that could hurt them.
Well, and the media's quest for content has them all focusing on the same story of the moment. A couple of weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal and Fortune magazine were writing articles about how small business owners were dragged on the recovery because they didn't believe yet. This week, they're all writing about a double-dip recession.
Maybe small businesses don't believe yet because we didn't get bailed out like Wall Street did.
It would be nice. I keep waiting for my check.
Yeah.
But, if you were living on the media a couple weeks ago, you would have run out and started going crazy because happy days were here again. And now those same outlets are telling you, oh, you better not. you can't run your business on a week to week, depending upon what the television is.
That's the thing that I've been saying for a long time, John, is that Main Street is so much different from Wall Street. Wall Street operates well. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, it dropped 1,000 points in 8 minutes or something like that. Right. Yesterday, it was down 378 or something like that. The Dow was. I mean, Main Street doesn't operate like that, and this is why I feel that there's a conflict between Wall Street and Main Street, John.
Well, I agree. The spread between what I see a small business owner make and how hard he works for it, and then to see somebody in not just the banks, not just the people that got bailed out, but in these large organizations, and I honestly forgot which company it was, but I think it was Lehman they were talking about. In the last 5 years of their existence, they had distributed $3 billion to their shareholders.
Right.
And almost $60 billion to their managers as bonuses. That's not what companies are supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right. And they were doing that on, as we now know, they were doing that on monopoly money.
Right, right. And
because they're no longer around.
In fact,
Lehman was one of the main causes of this, of the financial meltdown. So how does a small business owner, what do we take away from all this, John, and try to make sure that we survive and that we take advantage of whatever growth there is out there?
Well, you know, first is exactly what you just said. Your business is your business. I mean, for so many years here, my clients who had national markets, the manufacturers and the distributors, were the envy of my truly local business people.
Right.
Just had local business. But in the last 2 years, San Antonio has been relatively healthy. And those people with the national markets took the hit.
So it flipped around, didn't it?
So neither one can look at local trends or national trends and decide that's what you run your business on.
Right.
You run your business on what's right in front of you. And the first thing I think you should do is get some leading indicators. Find some people upstream from you and talk to them a lot and pay a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with them? If you're a contractor, you should have relationships with architects.
Mm-hmm.
Understand how much work is coming into their shops. If you're an architect, you should be talking to civil engineers. How much land is getting platted, or how many plans and roads
right.
are being drawn.
Right. And whatever industry you're in, folks, do the same kind of due diligence. Upstream due diligence, because that's the future coming at you. And because they're doing the same thing with their upstream customers. Quick break, 20 after. John Dini's our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Because this land's the place I love. I'm here.
I took my love, took it down.
Little Stevie bringing us back. 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. John Dini is our guest. John is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust. John, tell us how we can find you online and a little bit about you guys.
Well, the Alternative Board is an international organization where business owners get together to help each other out. We run small peer groups, usually 8 to 10 non-competing business owners that meet once a month, and they talk about what's going on in the business. Very practical, very hands-on, because it's unlikely that you are facing anything in your business that no one else has ever faced.
That's going to be the biggest shock for most of your folks, isn't it? The first time they start hanging out with you guys is to realize that they're not the only ones who are having this problem.
That's and you've almost quoted it. At the end of the first meeting, our most typical comment is, I thought it was just me.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why small business owners won't come out of their shell. They won't seek help. They won't ask, especially men. Men are the worst about this, John. We just don't like to admit that we don't know something.
Well,
we don't ask for directions, et cetera, et cetera. But tell folks how they can find a TAB board's organization in their area.
Nationally, we're at thealternativeboard.com. And that will show you, we're in about 170 cities in North America. And there's probably one close to you.
And your own website where they can find your books?
TabSanAntonio.com.
TabSanAntonio. Folks, if you want to see how the best tab in the world operates, go watch John. Hey, John, we're talking about this dealing with this recovery. Hopefully we're headed toward an expansion. We got a lot of toxins in the marketplace that we still have to absorb back into the marketplace. As we went to the break, you were talking about some of the things small business owners should be thinking about for themselves. Number one is you know, don't listen to too many of the talking heads, especially the national media. I mean, you know, when you and I talk about things, you know, I'm not trying to get ratings. I'm not trying to sensationalize things when I tell it like it is. I'm just trying to be honest about how things are.
Right, and we're more practically based, and we're talking about reality. You know, I always said that one of the greatest jobs in the world is a television stock analyst. You know, there's going to be some piece of news out today.
Right.
Unemployment or industrial production, and the market will go up or the market will go down. And then some guy that's getting a couple $100,000 a year is going to come on at 5 o'clock and say, well, the news came out today, and the market went up, and the market went down.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. How tough is that?
Well, exactly. And kind of like the guy who does the weather in Phoenix, right? It's, how hard can that be? But so what are some other things that you think we should be focusing on?
One thing I really encourage our folks to do is draw your next org chart. Really look, if you started to expand and if you saw business coming in the door again, really lay out the diagram of your people. Who is in which position? Which positions would you not have covered? Who is ready to move up? Who can't move up if you suddenly had to give him or her more responsibility, probably isn't ready to handle it? And really do an inventory of your talent.
Hasn't that been done in an informal way by most people, by the way we've tightened up our operations, laid people off, reassigned people? Hasn't that been done sort of on the fly basis? And what you're now talking about is sort of thinking about it and making it more of a structure, more part of your strategy, not just what you had to do.
Yes, to an extent, in the sense that most of us that have had to reduce size have kept the very best people. But sometimes you have to keep the very best technicians. You know, and it doesn't mean, as we all know, it doesn't mean the technician is ready to manage other technicians.
Right.
You know, sometimes you just have to keep the people that can produce the widgets.
Well, also, how you had people deployed 3 years ago is not going to be how you're going to deploy them today and forward.
No, we're going to grow slower and leaner. We're all a lot more.
Well, and different. I mean, the marketplace we're looking at, John, looks a lot different than the marketplace in our rearview mirror.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the macro trends are of consumer spending. Everybody's spending like a drunken sailor on credit based upon inflated housing prices is over.
And yeah.
It's not coming back. And I think we all have to face that and understand that people are going to be saving more and they're going to be a lot more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing, of course, is talk to your bank. You and I talk about that all the time.
All the time.
But I just had a manufacturer who suddenly the floodgates opened. He was down. I mean, this fellow was running at a quarter of his volume. His people were working 30-hour weeks for 70% wages, and there were a lot fewer of them. Suddenly the floodgates opened and his customers started ordering again, and he needed to buy materials, and he went to his bank, and his bank said no.
Yeah.
And that he finally got financing in another place.
He had to go somewhere else, though.
Yeah, he was in a real bind. I mean,
yep.
He completely occupied.
Don't wait till it's too late to go talk to your banker.
No, it's, you know, let your banker know what's going on, even
yeah.
if it's not great yet.
The good, they got to know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, and they know you're paying attention.
Yeah.
They know it's not just luck.
Make your banker your partner. I said this Tuesday. I said this Monday. I said it a week ago too. I mean, you and I are absolutely, of all the things that we completely agree on, that's one of them. Folks, make your banker your business's partner, and they will become your business's best friend. Hey, John, give us the website quickly one more time.
You can find me at Tab San Antonio, and you can find nationally, you can find a local Tab chapter at thealternativeboard.com.
Thealternativeboard.com. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks again.
Take care of yourself. John Dini, D-I-N-I, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.